The Lamb and the Tiger by William Blake. Commentary. These two poems are usually read together, since they are both about the problem of creation and the identity of the Creator. They are therefore joined together by the same main theme, which is summarized in the question, "Did he who made the lamb made the tiger?" as well as by the same devices, for example, the use of question and repetition. On a first superficial reading, the two poems may seem to evoke two real animals, each with its own features: woolly soft fleece and tender voice against burning eyes, and set in its natural habitat, stream, mead, and valley against forest. But it is soon clear that they hold a deeper meaning, and that the lamb and the tiger are symbols open to many interpretations. The lamb may in fact represent the perfect innocence of childhood, emphasized by the identification of the animal with the child, while the tiger symbolizes the evil that comes from worldly experience. In the Bible, Christ is also defined as the Lamb. Moreover, the pronoun I in the first poem may refer either to an imaginary child or to the poet himself. The number of identifications thus increases, so that childhood assumes a wider meaning than infancy, and symbolizes a state of soul which may also be present in an adult. In the second poem, the symbolism becomes even more complex, since each word should be analyzed first in itself and then in relation to those surrounding it. For example, the word burning, as it refers to the tiger, may evoke the image of the animal's eyes burning with rage and violence. But the addition of bright, burning bright, turns the tiger into something shining, which may also symbolize the light of the spirit or of genius, overcoming error and ignorance represented by the forest of the night, an image that reminds us of Dante's Selva Oscura. The same happens with the binomial fearful symmetry, the second term of which modifies the first, arousing admiration for the strength and beauty of the animal and for the daring of its creator. Creator and creature thus end by defining each other through their individual natures. The tiger is so beautiful and powerful that it could only have been created by a god who, in turn, reveals himself through his terrible creature. If the lamb partakes of the nature of God, therefore, the tiger also represents a quality of the divinity. And if the lamb represents the sweetness and meekness of Christ, the tiger, which is consequently not the negation of the lamb, represents the other Christ, who descended among men, offering them a revolutionary and violent message of love, which is hard to understand and accept. This is probably why the the stars in line 17, symbols of reason and order, threw down their spheres, defeated. The lamb and the tiger, therefore, symbolize two different aspects of the same subject, be it Christ, the two aspects which do not destroy, but rather complete each other.